Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. RiskFeesTaxes.com. This is Imran Rasby. I go by Raz, and Daniel Rasby, who's a tax attorney. And we have him for a reason. One, he's my son, and I love working with him. And number two, he has a lot of information on how the law works. And it's very important to know how the law works, because then you can take advantage of the rules and regulations for yourself. So one of the things we get a lot of questions about is long-term care. And we've talked about it before, but there are several different products out there that have some fine print or some incentives, and that's where the low pay comes in and does that. Before you go into that, Daniel, one of the things that I've learned, I've been in the business for a long time, and when most people are taught how to sell long-term care insurance, they're usually taught in a scare tactic type thing. Everybody's going to need it. It's so much money. Everybody's got to get the maximum they can possibly afford. That may not be true. You may not need that, because if you have pension, Social Security, rental income, dividends, interest, you may have enough residual income coming in that you may not need the top tier long-term care. And so we gotta make sure that you're getting what you need, not what the insurance company or the agent is trying to sell you.
And so if you want to know more and compare different options, you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. We have that website because the three biggest killers in retirement are risk, fees, and taxes. We want to reduce all of those. When we're talking about long-term care, that's a risk of needing long-term care services in the future.
So, Daniel, we get a lot of questions about these advertisements on the radio and on TV about annuities that have big payouts for long-term care.
Right.
And so explain some of those options out there that are different than traditional long-term care insurance.
Sure. So one of the main benefits of using an annuity to fund long-term care rather than buying a long-term care policy, the standalone, is you don't have to qualify for health to get these features and benefits and riders. If you put money into an annuity, then you could automatically get it with a lot of these companies. But does that mean it's useful or good for you? It may or may not. So let's look at the fine print of some of those. The most common thing you hear is if you have a pension annuity, an income annuity that's paying you a guaranteed lifetime income, you might have a long-term care doubler. So your income doubles if you have a long-term care need. Now, even within that, even though that's a common feature of income annuities, a long-term care doubler, many, many annuity products have that, they don't define it the same way, because some of them double it only if you're confined in a nursing home. Some of them double it if you can't do 2 out of 6 activities of daily living, whether or not you're confined. So that's a more
liberal,
expansive, and flexible definition. And some of them require you to be confined for a certain amount of time or have some other diagnosis in order to get the doubler. So be careful and read the fine print of what exactly qualifies as a doubler in that case. But also, I would say, don't get too excited about the doublers. And here's why I would say that. A lot of these income annuities are designed to basically drain your account balance over the first 10 to 15 years. And then if you're still alive, which you hope that you are still alive for a much longer time, the insurance company will keep paying you out of their own pocket. No matter how long you live, you're going to get that guarantee payment for the rest of your life. So if you put $500,000 into the annuity and they're paying you $25,000 or $30,000 every year, then that's coming out. Maybe they're paying $35,000, whatever they're paying, that's coming out every year after about somewhere between 10 and 15 years. Usually that $500,000 goes away. So now your account balance is zero. Now, if you're still alive, not a problem. You had not actually run out of money because the insurance company will keep paying you every month. However,
that's what the protection was about, because you were worried about running out of money.
Right.
That's why you bought the annuity, so that when you did run out of money, somebody else will keep paying you that payment.
Exactly. So in that sense, the pension annuity, the income annuity, is doing what it's supposed to do. But if it has a long-term care doubler feature, it can be a little bit misleading, because the doubler only works while you have account value. So most of these annuities that offer long-term care doublers only work while the account value is still positive. So if you start this annuity at 65 years old and you go on a long-term care claim at age 70, you might still have account value. And yes, they'll double that
until you run out of money.
Until you run out of money. And then you'll still get the regular payment, but you're not going to get a doubler anymore. And the problem with the whole concept, and this is one of the reasons this is often offered as a free feature on the annuity, you're not paying anything extra to get this, is because the insurance company knows they probably don't have to pay that out. When do most people go on a long-term care claim? After age 75, in their 80s often. So somewhere between 75 and 85 is when you usually start to get those long-term care claims. That's a time at which often, if you're getting a guaranteed lifetime income, that the benefit has run out, account value has run out. So you may not receive that doubler if you claim long-term care at a normal age for long-term care.
Right.
So just be aware of that. It's not a bad thing to have. It's great. And, you know, many people don't even activate the riders until they're 70, 75 years old.
And again, the long-term care need on average is only about 3.5 to 4 years. So if somebody ends up going there, then the insurance company knows they're not going to have to pay for another 20 years that they would otherwise. So they're okay with doubling it. And they're expecting that you probably will die before you run out of money.
It's still a good feature to have. It gives you more flexibility than you would otherwise have on an income annuity. So if you're considering an income annuity, you can ask your advisor if it has such a feature. But just make sure you know what the definitions are. Now, there's another type. And again, you can go to our website too, and riskfeestaxes.com, and get our opinion as a second opinion or third opinion on something you've presented in the past.
And if you already purchased a long-term care, we'll still be happy to review it and explain it to you. One of the things that our clients like about us is that we really take the time to help you understand the situation and what you have or if you're looking at, as opposed to just saying that you need to have this, or if you don't, you're an idiot.
And sometimes, even if you already have one of these products, if it's not the best for you in today's environment, you can refinance it. And many people are finding that because interest rates have changed and some of the innovations have happened in the industry over the last several years, that you can refinance an annuity or other insurance product and maybe have a much better guarantee going forward. So we do run into that all the time as a possibility. So if you go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, you can talk to us there.
Refinancing, though, is the kind of opposite of mortgages, right? You really refinance the mortgage when the interest rates go down, because then you can get a lower rate. But with the annuities and insurance products, usually refinance when the interest rates are higher, because then you get a better rate.
Exactly, because when you're getting paid interest, you want it to be higher.
Right.
When you have to pay it to the mortgage company, you want it to be lower. So that's the reason. Now, besides the long-term care doublers, there's also a couple other innovations that have come in the last few years where it's a little different. It's still with an annuity, so you don't have to qualify for health purposes, but there's a true long-term care component to that. And it lasts, you know, for no matter when you activate it, you get it. And so these are often not on income annuities. Sometimes they can be on income annuities. Sometimes they're growth annuities. And you might have one that's just growing every year, has a protection against loss, but there's a bonus if you go into long-term care. So you do pay a fee for it, but it's usually a much smaller fee than you would pay for a similar amount of long-term care insurance. And you're still growing your account value. So if you don't need the long-term care, your kids are still going to receive that benefit as a death benefit when you die. And there's one product that gives you a option of turning on a lifetime income stream or using the benefit for long-term care. And that benefit could be much higher than your actual account value. And you could spread that out for long-term care purposes. So there are some other innovations. It's not all just long-term care doublers, but there definitely are options. If you have some money set aside, maybe it's not enough to cover all the long-term care needs you think you might have, but it is a decent amount of money set aside. And you want to have some coverage for long-term care, but you can't qualify because you're not in great health, then that would be an option that we should look at. So we should definitely sit down and evaluate all the options when you're ready to talk.
And then we've had clients that came to us that wanted to buy long-term care insurance. And we've actually counseled against it because they didn't need it, because they had enough rental income, pension income, dividend interest income that they did not need long-term care. So the whole idea is, look, we have access to every product out there. We have software that helps us determine all the different riders and and benefits and all the different bells and whistles. So we're not trying to sell you a product. But we are fiduciaries when we meet with you. We talk to you. We find out what you want, what's important to you. And even if long-term care is really important to you, let's take a look at your whole financial situation and see if it is something you really need. Do you need the Cadillac policy, or do you just need a stopgap between, you know, to fill the gap between what you have and what you need?
And then we also get questions, Raz, about Medicaid planning. You say, well, the government has this program called Medicaid, and it's designed for people that do not have very much money.
Before you go into that, though, a lot of people think that Medicare will take care of their long-term care needs, which will not.
Yes, this is very, very important. If you are over 65, you're on Medicare in this country, and many people assume that Medicare will cover long-term care. It definitely will not. Moreover, the military benefits, the veterans benefits, do not cover long-term care. The TRICARE does not cover long-term care. The federal retirement does not cover long-term care. All of the long-term care services for nursing homes and for assisted living, the most that you're going to get out of any of these health insurance plans is, you know, a month or two for rehab or something like that. You're not going to get any long-term care out of that. The programs that do exist are needs-based. They are meant for low-income individuals, and those are fall under Medicaid, and there are different terms for that program for veterans and for federal retirement.
Medicaid may be called different states, like in California, Cal-Aid or whatever.
Medi-Cal in California. Yeah. So, but there is still needs-based. That means you have to have basically no money or very little amount of money. I think it depends on the state, and some states, $2,000 is all you can have in your bank account.
You can have a resident and you can have a car.
But even the residents will have a lien against it for Medicaid. And so when you die, then they'll take out the care money out of selling your house, and then your kids only get the extra, the difference. So a lot of people think, well, I mean, I got a bunch of money, but I trust my kids. They'll take care of me if I need to. I'll just give it to them. Whenever I need long-term care, I'll just give it to them at that time. Well, you could do that, but you got to give it several years before you actually need it, because otherwise they will look back and say, well, you just gave this money away. So you really weren't poor. You're just pretending to be poor. So then you don't qualify.
And how many years is that, Daniel?
It depends on the state. California is not nearly as restrictive as other states, but most states is 5 years.
Yeah, at Higher Ground, we really prefer our clients to thrive and be successful in retirement. And part of that involves having wealth. We want you to be wealthy, not poor in retirement. So I will usually use that only as a last resort. I would prefer to find other ways to pay for long-term care. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll talk to you about all the different options. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.